I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
WWE have released a statement following recent COVID-19 cases within the company, and with speaking out being raised in British Parliament, I talked to Mark Fletcher MP from the all-party parliamentary group on wrestling. For Friday, September the 25th, 2020, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News. This week there have been some reports of a COVID-19 outbreak amongst the NXT talent at the WWE Performance Center. WWE have now issued a statement following some of these reports. They say, quote, as part of ongoing testing protocols, WWE completed its second round of weekly COVID-19 testing on Tuesday. Individuals that tested positive will quarantine for 14 days, receive medical care, and then will only be cleared when they are symptom-free and tested negative. Additionally, extensive contact tracing has taken place and other individuals have been placed in a 14-day quarantine and will only be cleared after they test negative. PW Insider have also reported that training at the Performance Center has been paused as of yesterday. There was also talks of a party that had been attended by the NXT trainees and the trainers that may have been the source of this current outbreak. Now, NXT tapings are covered until the 4th of October, so it gives time for those affected to recover effectively. One of those from NXT that tested positive for COVID recently was Chelsea Green. She put out a post on Facebook saying, it feels so good to be out and about again after testing positive for COVID. I'm thankful I'm starting to feel like myself again. Wear your masks, people. A PW Insider report that she tested positive a couple of weeks back. She is now free and clear of the virus. Now, as we say, NXT is taped until the 4th of October, but there may be some issues regarding Clash of Champions this Sunday. That's because on Monday we saw that angle involving Retribution and the subsequent jumping into the ring of all those additional Retribution members. Now, many of the masked people within that rumble were Performance Center trainees and contracted NXT talents who would have been at the epicenter of this outbreak at NXT. So there is some concerns that there may be people testing positive for COVID as a result of that. When we know more about it, of course, we will let you know more about it too. When it comes to AEW, we talked yesterday about how there's been a number of positive tests for All Elite Wrestling. And one of those came forward yesterday as Ben Carter. He said on Twitter, quote, I have tested positive for COVID-19. The outpouring of support recently has been utterly mind-blowing, and I can't thank everyone enough. After this Tuesday, I was on an all-time high. Having said that, I had some really cool things lined up in the coming weeks that I now have to back out of, all of which really stings, but I feel fine. I don't really taste my food as much as I normally do, but I feel fine for now anyways. Serena Deeb, new signing for AEW, put out a statement yesterday as well, saying, earlier this week, I came into contact with an individual who later tested positive for COVID-19. I'm taking extra precaution and will be self-quarantining for 10 days. Due to this, I unfortunately have to postpone the match at Primetime Live next week with Allison Kay. I offer my utmost apologies for this. This is a serious matter, and the health and safety of everyone involved always comes first. When we have more details on the COVID-19 outbreaks from both AEW and from NXT, we will let you know more about it at cultaholic.com.
The disturbing reality and lived experience for many female wrestlers is more often than not entrenched in misogyny. I have heard horrific tales from female wrestlers who were faced with threats of rape or sexual assault, all in the name of friendly banter. I have also heard from women as young as 13 or 14 who at the start of their careers were the targets of vile behaviours that saw male wrestlers competing to be the first to take their virginity. The Me Too movement shone a light on the inherent misogyny that persists across so many industries, but less well known is the Speaking Out movement that has tainted the wrestling industry with its harrowing stories of emotional and sexual abuse. These behaviours are disgraceful, yet they continue to persist, and ultimately the sports industry urgently needs more regulation. The UK government has a responsibility to engage proactively with governing bodies to support women and to bring an end to this abuse. I would be interested to know how many meetings the Minister has had with governing bodies to discuss misogyny in sport. What tests has his department put in place to hold these institutions to account, particularly when there is no governing body to hold to account, as with wrestling? Who should these young women turn to, Madam Deputy Speaker? We saw this problem with British Gymnastics. It is welcome that the UK Sport and Sport England are commissioning the White Review into British Gymnastics, but the UK government must take the lead.
That's Alex Davis-Jones, the co-chair of the all-party parliamentary group on wrestling, speaking in the Houses of Parliament just the other day. The APPG has launched in the wake of the Speaking Out movement, and I'm here with the other co-chair, Mark Fletcher, MP. Now, Mark, you're a wrestling fan, aren't you? Before we do anything else.
Absolutely huge, to be honest. I watch an awful lot of wrestling. It is my sort of escape from my daily life. And so I watch a lot of New Japan. I'm trying to find time for the G1 at the moment. I watch AEW every week. And I'm a bit of a lapsed WWE fan, but I do still keep in touch with it. And then, obviously, I go to a fair few British wrestling events as well, particularly Progress.
Who's your favourite wrestler? We have to ask the question while you're here.
I'm not going to give a British wrestler, but Tomohiro Ishii is my favourite. Every time he steps in the ring, I'm just enthralled. I think he's marvellous.
Your worlds have sort of collided as you're a co-chair of the all-party parliamentary group on wrestling. Now, it was launched back in early July. What led to this officially becoming a thing?
So it's sort of in two parts, actually. So I was looking to do something back in sort of January, February, because, as I said, I'm a big wrestling fan, and I thought that the industry, particularly in Britain, could do with a bit of support on the parliamentary side. And then I kind of put the idea on hold when COVID hit, because we were sort of incredibly busy. And then obviously the Speaking Out movement happened. And unbeknownst to me, my co-chair, Alex Davis-Jones, who's the brilliant Member of Parliament for Pontypridd, was also a massive wrestling fan and had come up with the same idea for the same organisation, an all-party parliamentary group. Very much to help with the sort of speaking out side. So when we found each other, we decided to sort of unite and tackle everything head on together.
What are you hoping to accomplish from the parliamentary inquiry into pro wrestling? Could we see maybe oversight from the UK government, or is this very much a wait and see type thing?
Yeah, it's there's no predetermined outcome, and I think that's really important to know. And it's open to absolutely everybody, from fans to performers to promoters to those running wrestling schools. You can all there is no hierarchy on this. Everyone can have their say. The sort of details available on the questions we are asking, but you can send in a 2,000 word submission with your ideas, your thoughts, your views on where the industry should go. And, you know, where we end up with the report will very much be determined by the ideas and suggestions that we hear. But in terms of where we want to end up, you know, we have British wrestling fans are probably the most passionate in the world. In my opinion, we undoubtedly have some of the very best performers in the world, and we want to make sure that the future of British wrestling is bright, and our job is to support us to get there.
Within the press release you put out, the group mentions they're looking to find out sort of what practical measures might be put in place to make wrestling an attractive feature of Britain's offer to the world post-Brexit. So does the group see wrestling as a strong method to promote Britain in the world post-Brexit?
Of course. I mean, you know, wrestling has a huge global fan base, and, you know, you can't, if I watch New Japan, I'm watching some of Britain's best wrestlers, Zack Sabre Jr. or Will Ospreay. You know, if you go to AEW, if you go to WWE, you see British wrestlers out there, and they're flying the flag for our country, and that's amazing. And never underestimate the value of soft power and the great relationship that Britain has with many countries around the world. So I think the two absolutely sit hand in hand. You know, there are a number of brilliant foreign performers who come to Britain as well. It's a sort of two-way relationship.
What sort of relations does the All Party group have with British wrestling promotions?
There is no hierarchy. We will talk to absolutely everybody. Alex and I have done a series of meetings throughout the last few months to talk to various people, be them fans, promoters, performers. And it's a case of we want to speak to and hear from everybody. It's absolutely open. Our job is not to sort of to pick sides, it is to make sure that all of the industry rises together.
Regarding the Close the Loophole campaign, which is the law that means other adults who hold a position of power over a young person, this is looking to stop that from happening, to quite literally close the loophole. Will this be something that the group will be looking at supporting as well?
Well, I think, again, that will be determined by the submissions we receive. I think, you know, Alex and I would both have our views on everything, as would the other members of Parliament who are involved. But the purpose of an all-party parliamentary group is not to sort of just to push our agendas. It's to support the industry as a whole. And if that is something that comes up time and again in submissions, and if it's something that people really want to see, then we will absolutely support it. That is our job.
We've all read awful stories of things that have happened, and brave people have stepped forward to tell their story from the speaking out movement. With the formation of this group, what sort of message of hope can you put out there to people who may be concerned about going back into the wrestling world and whenever this COVID situation ends?
Yeah, I think there's two really important points there. I mean, first of all, I read all of those stories. I saw sort of what happened, and I think it was a shameful moment. But it was also a moment in which an awful lot of people came together and said, this cannot happen again. And I think that we hope that this organization, the All Party Parliamentary Group, will help to provide a focal point and a source in which we can help to solve that problem. But I think the second thing that you mentioned as well, which is really important, is the situation post-COVID. You know, I think British wrestling, as we came into this, was in a situation in which we were rebuilding to a certain extent. And I think we need to make sure that coming out of the other side of this pandemic, British wrestling has strong growth, that we are in a place where our industry once again leads the world. And I think, you know, all of those things are interlinked into the future of British wrestling and making sure that we are on top of our game. And that is exactly what this inquiry is trying to do.
If people want to find out more about the All Party Parliamentary Group on Wrestling, where can people go?
Well, I mean, first of all, I think you did an excellent article on it on your website this morning. So I think that pretty much, I think that covers it. But, you know, we have a Twitter feed. We have, if you Google it, you will find information on our website. And I believe the email address is apvgwrestling@gmail.com if you want to make a submission or if you have a question. And we, All Party Parliamentary Groups, are a really important way of within Parliament of sort of making sure that things can be pushed forward and that everyone gets a hearing. And we want to be as transparent as possible, as accessible as possible, and we want to make sure that every step of the way along this inquiry's journey, we are open to all fans. So if you have anything that you want to know, please just get in touch.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra.
And UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
So big changes for NXT UK on the horizon, as it was revealed in a Zoom meeting yesterday. This comes from Inside the Ropes. Glenn Joseph, the former co-owner of Progress, has left his role as one of the producers of the show due to personal reasons. Jim Smallman, a fellow founder of Progress with Glenn Joseph, has now been promoted to the brand's head writer. Now, whilst he's leaving creative and Smallman stepping up, Smallman still answers to Shawn Michaels and Matt Bloom, who are remotely running the brand from America. We may have seen video online of Shawn Michaels doing the God voice from the gorilla position. NXT UK talent currently at the BT Sports Studios, beginning 3 weeks of training. It's reported that several performers turned up pretty rusty for the tapings last month, and a few matches required reshoots as a result of that. So it's been a long time on the shelf, so I get it. So the plan is that they're going to spend the next couple of weeks getting back into top shape. Expect some debuts for NXT UK over the next few weeks as well. Some brand new stars on the male and female side expected to arrive very soon. Deonna Purrazzo has cancelled her Bloodsport commitment. Really gutted about this. She posted on her socials, "Unfortunately, I've made the decision to cancel my shows for the GCW Collective weekend. With Bound for Glory coming up, my highest priority needs to be staying healthy and leaving adequate time to self-isolate if need be. This is just precautionary. I will see you all soon. I promise. Stay safe." Best of luck to Deonna Purrazzo, who's defending her Knockouts Championship against Kylie Rae at Bound for Glory on October the 24th. The numbers are in, and it's a win for AEW. The numbers for AEW are in fact down week on week. They did 835 on Wednesday, which is down a touch from 886. NXT went up to 696 from last week's 689. So whilst NXT went up and AEW went down, it is still a win for AEW in the ratings. Two matches have been announced for SmackDown tonight. Sami Zayn is going to take on Jeff Hardy ahead of the Triple Threat ladder match at the Clash of Champions this Sunday. Also, Alexa Bliss is going to be facing Lacey Evans. Evans took a Sister Abigail from Bliss, which has led to this match ahead of Clash of Champions. You can check out our predictions for Clash of Champions on the Cultaholic YouTube channel right now. And Adam Pacitti will be live doing reactions to Clash of Champions. I'll be here with Graded, and Jack will be here with What Happened at Clash of Champions on Monday. Just after his surgery a week ago, Ivar has tweeted out to say thanks. He says on Twitter, "Little over a week post-surgery, the road to recovery has begun. I can't say thank you enough to everyone for all the love and support. It's been unbelievably humbling. Better, stronger, healthier, here I come." Ivar's retweeted a tweet from Andrew Sportsmed where he had his operation done. Shows him holding the x-ray and smiling away. Get well very soon, Ivar. I don't think we're going to see him for about a year, unfortunately, but when you come back stronger. Also, we understand that Naomi is spending some time on the shelf right now. This is as a result of some surgery that was unexpected. She put on her Instagram story yesterday, "In the midst of Hurricane Sally and COVID, I also underwent an unexpected 6-hour surgery to finally remove a massive fibroid that's caused me severe anemia, fatigue, horrible abdominal pains, and more problems I don't want to mention over the past year and a half. I'm recovering well, I'm relieved, and already feeling so much better. So family, friends, and fans, don't worry, I'm okay. I miss you. Get well soon. To Naomi." If you're wondering where Naomi's been, that's where she's been. She's been unfortunately sidelined with some nagging health issues. Get well soon. Turns out that match that we saw on Monday Night Raw featuring the Hurt Business taking on Retribution didn't go the way that it was meant to go. So, it looks as if, according to Dave Meltzer from The Wrestling Observer, WWE botched the finish to the main event. As T-Bar was breaking up a submission and making the save, he actually shouldn't have been disqualified. The match should have continued. Meltzer says, I was actually told they screwed up their own rule because it's a breakup of a finish. So a submission is also a thing. So if you break up a pin or a submission, you're allowed to do it. But if you just hit the guy for no reason when it's not a pin or a submission, that's a disqualification, which makes absolutely no sense. But that is the story. Is this WWE being hoisted by their own petard? I think it might be, you know. Love You By Friday is back on Twitch. Despite the fact that we're now back in isolation stations at Cultaholic, we will still be taking your calls live at 2 o'clock British time, 1400 hours here in the UK. And we're going to be chatting about all manner of things. If you are a Patreon with us, you can go to patreon.com/cultaholic and you can choose the topic of today's show. And we will chat at 2 o'clock British time at twitch.tv/cultaholic. On the Cultaholic YouTube channel over the weekend, as I say, it is Clash of Champions. We've got Graded, we'll have a What Happened At, we'll have live reactions from Adam Pacitti as well. You'll be able to watch all of that at youtube.com/cultaholic. At cultaholic.com right now, we have more details on the COVID outbreak within WWE and AEW and an incredible write-up on the British Wrestling MP inquiry. We heard from Mark Fletcher earlier on today. We have more details on it at cultaholic.com. And if you subscribe to the Cultaholic podcast, a brand new episode of the Cultaholic Classic Raw Review lands on Saturday afternoon. It's myself and Justin Henry as we celebrate our second anniversary. We will bring in Photoshop John Eiley, and we're going to talk about the two-year anniversary of Monday Night Raw. It features a tuxedo match. It's not a good look. That's on the podcast feed tomorrow. I will speak to you on Monday. Don't forget to join us. I love you. Bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.